Well, hello.
Blog Talk Sports Radio.
All right, we are live from Chickie and Pete's.
Well, hello.
Here at the PPL Center. We're in Allentown, Pennsylvania. This is Sports Talk. I am your host, Mike Yellick, alongside
my host,
Will Shire.
How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen?
Hope we're doing good out there. Now, let me ask you guys something. For the people here, okay, I'm sure they're all here for the Eagles game because that's the only team that really, really matters. My name is Mike Yellick, by the way.
This is Stephen Wilshire, the other host of Sports Talk. He thinks that the Eagles are the only team that matters. We beg to differ, ladies and gentlemen, beg to differ. But it's going to be a great rivalry this year. September 13th, it starts 10-1.
Well, right. We figured we can't forget about the preseason game
boy.
And watching Tim Tebow stink it up as he usually does. He is terrible. I don't even know why he's on this team at this point. Probably to sell jerseys.
Well, Tim Tebow might make the team.
He might make the team.
Hey, listen, they go down to 75 cuts by the end of tonight.
Listen.
They might make the team.
Listen.
You know,
by the time the 53-man roster is here, I'm really hoping Tim Tebow is nowhere to be found on this team because he stinks out loud.
Let me tell you something real quick.
Matt Barkley has really impressed me so far this season. Would you not agree?
Well, Matt Barkley, when coming out of college, he was set to be top five, possibly, quarterbacks coming out. He hasn't done anything in like 3 years, anything at all. Tim Tebow is the savior. He is.
I really, really hope you're kidding.
He is.
I really, really hope you're kidding because your quarterback situation has been the same.
Are we talking about the New York Football Giants?
I am talking, yes.
Make sure you introduce us correctly because we are Super Bowl champs, unlike someone else.
Wait a minute. This isn't 2011. Don't get me wrong. This is 2015, right? You just said Super Bowl champs.
Well, that's never going to go away, though. Forever.
Oh, you're just going to rely on history? Okay. See, folks, this is going to be the premise of the show, okay?
Philadelphia versus New York.
From a New York standpoint, they're just going to rely on history because that's what they do.
Well,
okay?
If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where to go. Right?
Okay.
Right? You got to learn from your past, people. Now, the past is that the Eagles have no championships, and that's a fact.
We actually do.
1960.
Okay.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
All right. Howard Taft was the president at that point,
and
I think.
We learned that last week.
Or was it Theodore Roosevelt?
I don't know who it was at that point.
I got to check that. That would be some good Howard Taft knowledge by me, by the way.
Yes. I think that was Theodore Roosevelt.
All right. Whoever it was, the Eagles had a championship then, but I love how everyone just ignores that. You know, the Eagles don't have a championship. What do you mean they don't have a championship?
Well, I'll tell you what.
It wasn't a Super Bowl.
That is correct. We're in a modern age now. You understand?
It's a modern age. So you're just going to rely on something that happened 4 years ago.
Well,
okay.
Well, if you want to go back to the past, we won championships 1937, 1956.
You're like a Yankees fan. You're the same way.
We could keep going. The New York Football Giants,
the
baby.
New York in general, the New York market, that's all they rely on. They rely on history. The New York Yankees, for example. It's the same thing.
Well,
I am going to talk about
that. I'll tell you what.
I'll badmouth every New York team out there.
You win? What do these teams play for? That's what I want to know.
I got it. They play for a championship.
Okay. Enough said. Point made. Thank you. Close the door. On to bigger news going on today.
How about that, by the way? Yeah, Tom Brady. By the way, I'm going to go back to what you said. But yes, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Thank you, because this means that Tom Brady will be playing in the game against the Cowboys.
Well, let's break it down
Let's
break it down for those of you who don't know. Tom Brady was accused of deflate cheating.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Newsflash. Every NFL team cheats in some way, shape, or form. So I'm sorry, but I'm not buying it.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible. But at the same time,
you know,
it doesn't – to me, well, it does not matter.
He was suspended for four games.
So what? Yeah, I mean, come on.
And the good old boy got off again, I tell you.
Whoa.
He's Mr. Clean. He's Mr. Clean.
He's not Mr. Clean.
There are Jets fans jumping off the roof right now.
Good, as they should, because their team blows.
Well, I don't. I mean, that's a little harsh, but no, I don't think
it's
they do.
It's not harsh. It's the truth. Truth hurts. The Jets in general just stink out loud. I don't care.
The Jets might beat the Eagles this year.
I will put money on that.
Okay. How much?
I will put money.
50
you hear
cents.
On the show.
Let's go.
No. $50. How about that?
Let's go 50 cents.
I will put 50 cents,
that
$50,
okay.
That
it,
the Eagles
cents.
Will beat the New York Jets.
You think the Eagles are going to beat everything?
I think the Jets stink out loud. Oh, I never said that.
You think the
I never said that. I said the Eagles are going to go with, if
you said Sam 11
Bradford
and 5.
Is healthy, 12 and 4. I changed that, by the way.
You said
Bradford
11 and 5
10
last
for
week.
10. I don't care what I said last week. It's not documented. 10
it
for
is.
10 for 3 touchdowns. They will be 12 and 4, and this team is going to be in the playoffs.
Let me tell you something. It's called preseason, ladies and gentlemen. Preseason. Now, this
matter.
Is why it's preseason. Practice. They are playing. Last week, let me tell you who did not play for the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
A man by the name of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Their starting running back. Three offensive linemen. Okay. And defensively, only one linebacker started, Mr. Matthews. Their starting linebacker. Okay. The other middle linebacker. The other middle linebacker.
I'm still waiting.
Did not.
To hear the name. Okay.
Play.
It doesn't matter. Okay. The fact of the matter is this. The Eagles went out there. They did what they had to do. And everyone out there that has this problem with the Eagles, like Giants fans, for example. Are you serious? You know, the Giants fans, all they rely on is their stinking team. And you know what? Eli Manning looked like complete garbage the last couple weeks. Eli Manning is garbage.
Well, for Blog Talk Radio, I'm actually doing a quick sound check right now, so I was unable to handle that mess he was talking about. But
yeah.
Okay.
So that's,
I thought
that's
it said static. But let me just tell you something. Giants fans would be okay. Listen, we didn't look the best. We haven't looked the best all preseason.
You
but
haven't looked the best in 3 years.
What are you talking about?
You haven't
about?
Done anything since you went to the Super Bowl. What are you going to say
wait,
this
wait,
year?
Wait,
oh, well,
time
we
out,
won the Super Bowl
out.
4 years
what,
ago.
What have the Eagles done? That's what I want to know.
Well,
were you home? The question is,
do you remember 27
you
to
home,
nothing last year?
Were you home, regardless of 27 to nothing? You're contradicting yourself. You said we play to win a championship, at which point,
well, first of all, I'm not
you
got to
make the playoffs. You got to make the playoffs first, correct?
I know.
What were
it.
You guys doing? What were you guys doing at the end of the season last year? I'm
we
waiting.
We were doing the same
I'm,
thing.
I'm waiting.
Well, we had the
I'm waiting.
Listen.
And still waiting. Answer the question.
Listen. We were still.
And still waiting.
We swept you.
And still
how'd
waiting.
How'd that broom feel?
Wait.
When
what
we swept you guys.
What were you guys doing?
You guys stink.
Did you guys
listen,
make the playoffs?
It doesn't matter if
just
we made the
playoffs.
Just
answer the question.
What matters is
you
we are better
handle
teams
the
than
truth.
You. Head to head, we played you twice, and we beat you twice. I don't know what else you need.
Listen.
What else do you need? Tell me.
We have a segment for Giants-Eagles talk.
That's fine.
I'm going to bury you in that segment.
You're not
going to
bury me.
Let's go back
me.
To Brady. All right?
How's Eli doing? How's red-faced Tom Coughlin doing?
He has two Super Bowl rings.
Okay.
Eli Manning, two-time Super Bowl winning championship.
Okay, I know. 2007 called. They want their sports talk back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is a new sports talk. September
13th. Oh, well, I wouldn't know because you keep talking about the Super Bowl ring in 2007.
Well, you keep battering the Giants like the Giants did something to you. All we do is
what
win,
the Giants
baby.
Do this year?
We win
the
championships.
Nothing.
This
the
year
Eagles
hasn't happened yet.
Twice.
This year hasn't happened yet.
The Eagles beat them twice. So for when you come on here and
this
you tell me a
yet.
Point. That doesn't even make sense.
Well,
the you
Giants,
made
like
you know
six
what?
Points
it's
that don't make sense.
2015. It's not 2011 anymore, all right? What are you going to say? It's 1994 at this point?
No, what happened in 1994? Exactly.
I was just trying to make a point.
Well, your points are going in vain. Let's get it right here. Typical Eagle fan, they think they have it all, and they don't.
I'm not saying we have. I don't.
You don't.
Did I say that?
You got. What have you guys done to actually
you know
talk
what?
Like this?
I never said
nothing.
We have it all at all.
Nothing.
All I said was this team right now looks a lot better. And you even said that 2 weeks ago.
I'll tell you what. You guys look good.
Thank you.
But it's preseason.
It
you can't
matter.
Put stake into. You listen to anyone else on Sports Talk Radio. They'll tell you. They'll let you know.
Okay.
This is preseason.
It doesn't matter.
Period.
Listen,
it does matter. I'll tell you why it matters. Because today, it actually goes down. After tonight, it goes down to 75, right?
It's fine.
And then it goes up to 100 cuts. That's why. The teams will be totally different.
So how's Earth, Wind, and Fire doing for you? Oh, that's right. We're not in that anymore.
And I'll tell you what. And I'll tell you what on top of that. The Giants, and this is statistically proven, the Giants have been the most damaged with injuries, the team with the most injuries, within the past 2 years.
You know what I hear?
Within the past 2 years.
Excuses.
There's going to be no excuses. All we do is win.
What is this?
All we do is win.
Don't.
When we get to the big game.
Listen.
When we get to the big game.
You're not Tim Tebow, all right?
All we do is win.
Look,
you guys are counting on the Pope coming next week.
Yeah, and you know what? The Pope is going to bless Sam Bradford's knees.
Right.
He is.
Sam Bradford isn't going to make it to week six.
Are you for real?
Lock that up.
All right. I will lock it up. You know what? It's a stone cold moral lock.
That's it.
That the Eagles will beat the Giants this year, October 19th. I hope you don't forget it. It's
a
Monday night football game.
It's going to be a hell of a game.
The Eagles will beat the Giants. Lock it up now.
I'll tell you what.
You know what it's going to be? Hold on. It's going to be 31-17, baby.
I'll tell you what. The fact of the matter is, you're wrong.
Oh, that's a good one.
We got to play the game first, number one. You guys need to worry about the Falcons first.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Period.
Okay. Okay.
And that's
Monday night. The Falcons are really scary to me. Matt Ryan, who's done nothing ever.
You sound like a typical Eagle fan.
Why?
The ego is out the roof, and you haven't done anything yet.
I'm sorry?
The ego is out the room.
Will be out of the room because the Eagles are going to soar, and they're going to fly, and they're going to do anything.
Right.
You know what they're going to be like? They're going
to
be like they're going to be as great as one of our sponsors at Deku Auto Body, by the way.
Deku Auto Body.
One of our sponsors. We want to thank them. Very much. Your car fixed. You want to get it fixed the right way. You
got
to go to Deku Auto Body, all right?
That's right.
That's right up there in Catasauqua, Pennsylvania.
That's
you
got
to go to Deku Auto Body.
Well,
they will hook you up. And you know what? You could actually watch your car being fixed online.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
That is pretty cool.
I love that aspect of it. And you know what? I've dealt with them for over 10 years now. Deku
That's
very,
awesome.
Very well.
Consistency, something that the Eagles don't know about. But on another note, we have another sponsor that we would like to talk about, Lehigh Valley Faces, the premier marketing firm in the Lehigh Valley. The premier marketing firm, Lehigh Valley Faces, R2C2 nonprofit.
Beautiful.
September 13th, ladies and gentlemen.
September 13th, it's going to be here. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., live from Chickie and Pete's single Sunday throughout
every
the football
Sunday.
Season. We'll be here in our post games, by the way.
That's it.
Which will also be on Blog Talk, iTunes, and all that good stuff. Our post-game shows, okay, are going to be either Sunday nights or Monday nights, depending on the schedule.
That's it.
I'm really excited. I think.
How excited are you, man?
I'm really excited.
I'm almost as excited as
Sam Bradford when he threw three touchdowns against the stinking Green Bay Packers.
He looked sharp
tonight.
Playing against the second team, string team line guys.
Okay.
He looked really sharp. But anyway,
September
13th, 10-1.
Absolutely,
it's going to be amazing. Sports talk, baby.
Yeah.
Sports talk.
And by the way, I want everyone out there to like our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/onesportstalk and also twitter.com/one, and then sports talk. And also our main webpage, onesportstalk.com. You can do anything you want with that. You can check out the schedule. We'll be having some merchandise soon, by the way.
Yeah, we will.
Some great Mike Yellick guy shirts, which I've actually got a lot of orders on, by the way.
Yeah, do you?
Because people love winners, and I am supporting this year
a
winner.
So who are you supporting?
Myself.
Oh, okay, just checking. I just wanted to make sure.
And the Eagles this year because they're going to win the Super Bowl.
The Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. Are you locking that up?
I'm not locking it up yet.
Can we get a round of applause for all the Eagle fans in the house?
Listen. Round of applause for all the Eagles fans in the house right now.
Right.
Well,
there's
one or two or three.
One, two. Any
three. Okay.
Any Cowboys fans in the house?
No. Whoa.
I mean, we cater to the entire NFL, so let's listen. Any Cowboys fans in the house? Any Redskins fans in the house? New York Giants fans in the house? We got one or two,
and we had
a few heads turn.
A few heads turn because they're like, wow, who cares about the Giants? This is Eagles country.
I don't think so. We're actually smack dab in the tri-state area.
That's right.
Okay. We have Giants fans in the house here.
That's fine. Listen,
this is the beautiful thing about living in the Lehigh Valley, right? We are.
Oh, there's something here in Allentown. Who sang that? Elton John or Billy Joel or something?
I think it was Billy Joel.
I think it was Billy Joel. Yeah. That's some good Billy Joel knowledge right there, by the way.
That's pretty neat.
It's very neat. Don't steal my word, by the way.
Well, you didn't copyright it, so stolen. What was I going to tell you?
I don't know. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I just lost my thought.
Okay. That happens often, by the way, because it's just like the Giants, you know, and Tom Redface Coughlin.
Right.
Why is his face always red,
well,
by the way?
Well, you know, when a coach is intense as he is, when he's super intense, so you got to be able to, you know, something has to relax in the face, right? And then just turns red, whatever that I just said, you know?
Okay.
Right? You
listen,
get it?
Listen, just,
and then what happens is he watches his team win a Super Bowl, and then it turns really red.
That's fine.
You get it?
The thing I want to say right now, and people that were listening last week.
Brady cheated?
No. Please. Everyone knows that by now. I want to talk about my hatred for one of the most overrated teams in the NFL, and that is those
Philadelphia Eagles.
Arizona Cardinals.
What is up with you and the Cardinals, bro?
Because I hate them. They don't do anything. Carson Palmer trots out there. He's like 90 years old, and their defense stinks. Peterson's the only good one on that team. This team finds a way to win, and they stink every year.
And let me tell you something. Stink. Let me tell you why that sounds nuts. Okay?
The Cardinals stink, and they're not going anywhere.
You have a secret hatred for the Cardinals because the Cardinals...
Because they stink.
The Cardinals took your place. The Eagles were supposed to be in the playoffs.
That team had no business being in the playoffs.
You know why you guys didn't make it? Because you let the Cowboys come in to the stink and beat you guys.
No, the stink. That's clever.
That was super original, too.
Yeah, okay.
You know, copyright that one.
Nobody's copywriting anything.
You know what
I
mean?
Listen, the thing
sports
is...
Sports fans in the house.
Listen, I don't care what they are. Listen.
Arizona?
Because I can't stand the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
They're like that team that just won't go anywhere.
Right.
But yet, you know they're going to somehow
you
make the playoffs.
You sound so bitter right now.
No, I am bitter. I am bitter because that team is a joke.
A bitter Eagle fan.
That team is
Most
a joke.
Most fans are that bitter.
No. Okay.
I'll tell you.
Who are there? Larry Fitzgerald, that's career suicide right there, my friend.
Larry Fitzgerald
needs to
will
get
be
off of that team as soon as possible because he's not going to do anything on
that
team.
Let me tell you something. Larry Fitzgerald will be a first-time ballot.
Right.
Hall
but
of
not
Famer.
Because of Carson Palmer.
Period.
Carson Palmer stinks out loud.
Period.
And he's still going to be their starting quarterback again.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Yep.
It's very bad.
I'll tell you what.
It's bad because...
We don't face the Cardinals this year, right? You got NFC
we
East
face the Cardinals.
NFC East face the Cardinals.
Yes.
Wow.
So I know that the Eagles do.
You're going to be eating crow.
We're not going to be eating crow. We're going to beat the Cardinals. It's going to be revenge from last year.
So
we're going to beat them. You listen to this. We're going to beat the Cardinals this year and book this. This is a stone cold moral lock. We're going to beat the Cardinals 38-14.
Are you remembering this?
Yeah. They are terrible. They are the most – they have no business being anywhere close to the playoffs. And they won't be because the Cardinals are going to finish this year 7-9.
Have you done your Arizona Cardinal investigation?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
All right.
You sound like a bitter Eagles fan.
No.
Eagle fans are the worst fans. Let me tell you something.
Okay. They're
when
the best fans,
listen,
by the
this
way.
Is why. Let me make my point here.
Go ahead.
When the team is up, Eagle fans are up. When the team's down – they're willing to commit.
That's because we're emotional.
They're
emotional
willing
fan
to commit Eagle Philadelphia suicide.
Listen, we're an emotional
Period.
Fan base. We're invested in your fan base because you know what happens?
Because
Giants
you guys
lose,
are frustrated of not winning.
Hold on. When the Giants lose,
Period.
You guys are nowhere. You're like, it's like crickets out there.
When the Giants
lose. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I see it all.
Right.
When the Giants lose, there's not
you
a peep
on,
from you
are
guys.
Are you on onesportstalk.com?
I could be if you want me to be.
All right. Well, make sure you go there, onesportstalk.com. All right.
That may have been the cheapest plug you ever just did. But by the way,
it's all right.
I just want to say that absolutely you guys are horrible at that. You are like,
wait, horrible at what? Please specify.
It's like crickets. When any time the Giants lose, you're terrible. You're nowhere to be found.
Well,
you know what we do? You know what the Eagles fans do? Even after we lose,
they cry.
We may complain.
Because
we may make excuses.
Because you guys
but
don't
at least
win
we're out there
any
taking
championships.
The heat. At least we're out there taking the heat.
So that you sent me a video of a Giants fan
okay,
in Philadelphia by himself with a jersey on.
Right. Well, he's stupid to be down there by himself.
I'll tell you what. He's not, and this is why. I go back to the vet days, and as a Giants fan – I would go there decked out. I'm talking about Giants
and you
socks,
deserve to get spit on then.
Giants underwear.
All right.
Giants You name it.
Okay, fine. You deserve to get spit on then.
Giants airing.
I hope you get a beer thrown.
You know what I mean?
How about that?
And you guys were the worst. The hospitality is just awesome.
You know what?
And you guys
really
have
funny?
You guys have actually moved that over to the link.
You know what's really
excuse
funny?
Me, the stink.
The stink, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Listen.
Talk to me.
You know what's really funny? Is that, how about, you want to talk about New York hospitality? How about the fact that Cliff Lee's wife got spit on by the New York fan base because her husband was Cliff Lee, and he kicked you guys' butts that first game in the World Series, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
He made you guys look like a little...
He did. But what was the end result of that series?
I'm just saying.
I'm waiting.
Because you were originally talking... Go back to your
again.
Point.
Wait. What was the... Answer the question. You never answer the question.
What was the question?
What was the end result of that series?
Hold on.
Phillies versus the Yankees.
But
what
I'm
was the end result?
I'm trying to make a point.
You talked
about how great the New York fan base is. And,
I thought
oh,
you made your
welcome
point.
You. It's great hospitality. Even though you guys spit on Cliff Lee's wife.
Right.
Okay. So how's that great hospitality?
Let me tell
Please
you something.
Tell me.
If you want to go toe-to-toe.
No, I'm asking you. I know.
With what the Eagles have done. The Eagles fan base might be the worst fan base ever.
No, absolutely.
You
not.
Know what I mean?
You're
they started the trend
wrong.
With teams.
Listen.
They started the trend with teams actually putting a jail cell
oh,
in
God,
the stadium.
Here we go.
That's ludicrous.
Oh God. Listen. Let me guess. You're gonna bring up the batteries. You're gonna bring
no.
I'm not.
Listen. I don't even have to argue.
What are you gonna say?
Because the Eagles have never won a Super Bowl championship, and you guys are bitter. The ego is out the door, and you've never won anything.
Okay.
So I've won the argument over and over again.
You haven't.
You just sound like an angry, bitter Eagles fan.
No.
And I love it.
Okay,
keep talking.
You just sound like someone that's relying on history because that's not
at all.
That New York fans
again,
do.
What do you play the game for?
I know. I got it. You said that already.
You play to win the game.
All
Herman
right.
Edwards.
Hermet, I know who he is. Because you know why? Because he used to be.
And what game do you play to win?
What?
What game do you play to win? The ultimate game. Please answer the question for the 19th millionth time.
Miracle,
and he refuses Blog Talk Radio Nation, my host, my co-host, excuse me, co-host.
Listen, I'm like a politician. I avoid the question as much as possible.
I am glad that you admitted that. I'm glad. Let me tell you something, though.
September 13th is going to be off the hook.
Mike
Yelich. Even going to be off
Stephen
the hook?
Stephen Wilshire.
But you know what's even going to be more off the hook?
Talk to me.
When the Eagles, the next night, go down to Atlanta.
It's going
to
be a big game.
And kick the teeth right out
right.
of Matt Ryan. Ryan. He stinks.
Matty Ice.
Yeah, he stinks.
Matty Ice is going to tear you guys up.
I am so sick because on my old show, what I would do is just constantly say, oh, the Falcons are going to be in the Super Bowl. And you know what? They always come back to bite me. So you know what? This year, they're not going anywhere.
And I tell you what.
They're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
This is a new show. The show.
Listen.
Sports talk.
Listen.
There's nothing like it.
Whether it's new, whether it's old,
number
whether it's
one
green,
to
whether it's purple, it doesn't matter. The end result's going to be the same.
The Mike and Stephen show. Let's work.
The Giants will get beat by the Eagles. Not once. Count it. Not once. But twice this year.
So let's break down some, because I'm not going to argue that again, because you know,
just going to go back to
preseason.
History, and we already heard
it's
that.
Preseason.
Yeah, preseason. Yeah, great.
You know what I mean? September 13th, we're really going to talk the talk, walk the walk, and
which the Giants
the Eagles
do,
better step up, because you better, let me tell you something, when the Giants beat the Cowgirls on Sunday night,
they
excuse
won't,
me.
By the way, the Cowboys will smoke them.
When? Okay.
Yeah.
When the Giants beat the Cowgirls, let me tell you something. You're
going to
be so upset Monday night.
Why?
Because the Eagles will lose to the Falcons in Atlanta.
They're going to lose to the Falcons.
In Atlanta.
They will not lose to
I
the
promise
Falcons.
You.
There's no way
I promise
anything.
You.
The Eagles will...
The Eagles will lose to the Falcons in Atlanta.
The Eagles will win that game not only... Listen...
I'm listening. How many times are you going to say listen? I'm listening.
Not only are the Eagles going to smoke the Falcons, okay?
All right, right.
But they will beat them, like I said, 31-14.
Let me tell you something. Let me ask you something. Who's starting tonight for the Eagles, Matt Barkley or is Tebow?
I don't care about that.
Well, it's a necessity because this could be the last time that Tim Tebow ever plays in the NFL again.
Thank you. And
are you
going to
think he's going to – do you think he's going to get a job again if he gets
No.
Fired?
because he stinks.
Is there a possibility that Matt Barkley could get cut?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Matt Barkley stays on this team.
You think so?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do.
So let's break it down here. What are some of the pros that you see for the Eagles currently?
Okay, currently right now.
Break it down
I think our, first of all, our defensive line off the chain. We need to keep whatever we have right now intact, okay? Second of all, our tight ends, phenomenal. Zach Ertz, Brent Celek, you get both of them at the same time on the team, you get both of them playing alongside of our four-headed monster.
Right.
Which I don't even think Kenyon Barter is going to make the practice squad. I think he makes the team, flat out.
You think so?
Absolutely.
So, now remind some of the listeners, what position is he?
He's a running back.
Okay. I mean, not even might know.
If you're listening to the show and you don't know who Barter is after this preseason.
Don't judge. Don't judge.
I'm not going to judge. But,
you know. But
and I'm not one to judge, by the way.
You're not one. But you might be two to judge.
Now, listen. Here's the thing with the – I mean, you have DeMarco Murray.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Right. You really think DeMarco Murray is going to have the year that he had last year?
No, I don't. I don't.
Now, why is that? Why is that? Because
I think we have too many other weapons, especially when you're dealing with the running backs. We have Ryan Matthews, Darren Sproles, and Kenyon Barner. And I think all four of them, in some way, shape, or form, are going to be involved in the game. So it's a matter of time that DeMarco Murray's not going to see as much time.
DeMarco Murray, let me tell you something. He's going to be counting on that Eagles line to protect him like the Cowboys did. Last year was a phenomenal. Was a phenomenal? Last year was phenomenal for Murray. He's not going to have the same year, brother.
Got it.
He's not. He's great catching the ball outside the pocket. He's amazing with it.
Listen.
You know what I mean? But the Eagles line is not built like the Cowboys line.
How
I give the
not
Cowboys
built?
That.
Please tell me how they're not built like this. Now, if we lose Jason Peters, fine. Obviously, I admit, we're in trouble.
Jason Peters is prone to get injured, bro. He's been injured in the past.
I could say that for everyone, basically,
in
the NFL.
No. Well, yeah.
Well, they're prone because they were injured once in their life.
I'll tell you, look at your boy.
Oh.
Preseason.
I'm not even paying attention.
Exactly.
None of the starters are in.
Well, you do have some starters in.
Let's go to the business. Kiko Alonso. Yeah, exactly.
Some starters in.
And Josh Huff. Congrats.
Now, there you go.
Let's go over the Eagles schedule.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
First, we start out, and we're going to mark this down. We're going to start out at the Falcons. I have that being an absolutely positively a big W.
Are you
big
sure?
Giant win.
Now, real quick, let's break down some analysis here.
Sure.
Why is that a lock? Talk to me. As an Eagles fan, okay, why are you saying that's a lock Monday night against the Falcons? Talk to me.
Because the Falcons have nothing going right now. They have Julio Jones. They have Roddy White. But what else do they really have?
Really?
Their offense is fine, but their defense is horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible. So right now, I'm gonna say this to you. Like I said, 31-14 will be the final score.
31-14.
There's no chance the Eagles
in Atlanta
win. There's no chance the Eagles lose that game against the Falcons.
You said it right
Falcons,
the first time. There's no chance the Eagles win. The Eagles will lose that game. Let me tell you how that weekend's going to go. You want to break down the schedule? We'll start. The Eagles will lose that game.
No, they won't.
28-10.
Okay.
And this is why.
And then we got somebody shaking their head over here.
He's saying
not.
Yes. He's listen, saying yes. He listen. Agrees with me. That's a true sports fan
great.
Right there.
No.
Listen, you know what I mean?
It's a typical
Blog Talk Radio.
Eagle
if you're listening right now, Blog Talk Radio, we have some. We're here at Chickie and Pete's, number one in Allentown, Pennsylvania, PPL Center, live.
We are live.
It's a cloudy, overcast.
There's actually a storm
right
on the way. I heard there was
there?
Yeah, they said there's it's cloudy with a chance of meatball. That was just my goofy little segment.
Right. No,
I heard a chance of meatballs was a book, by the way, for those who don't
know. So give me now. So the Cowboys, you go home now. You go home to the stink week two.
Oh, here we go. The
right?
stink
so,
again.
So who's going to win that game?
The Cowboys and the Giants?
No.
Oh.
We're talking about
week one. Oh, okay.
You already made your point week one.
Versus the Cowboys at home, or we smoke the Cowboys?
You're going to smoke the Cowboys.
At home?
Yeah. At home.
Now, at their house, it's going to be different.
Wait. We're talking about week two.
Right. I got you.
Okay. You're saying you're going to smoke the Cowboys week two.
Yes.
Boy, these Eagle fans have a rude awakening coming. Let me tell you something.
All right. So we're 2-0, by the way.
You will be 0-2. The Eagle base will be starting this. Mark my word, lock that up. Will be starting this season 0-2. It will be the biggest surprise of the NFL season. Okay. I promise you that.
How about this? Then we have the great New York Jets, who may go down this year as the third worst team in the entire NFL. They have nothing going for them.
Now back it up.
They don't even have Geno Smith,
why
and
is
he's
that?
Terrible.
Why is that?
First of all, look at their quarterback situation.
Okay, so they have a quarterback who's not only tenured,
Are you really saying Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Let me tell you something. Don't sleep on him.
All right.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has won games in the NFL, big games to boot. He has. Facts are facts.
Do you hear that?
Eagles fans
out there laughing at you right now because of how dumb that statement just was.
Really?
Yeah.
I never said he was great. Never said he was good. I said you cannot underestimate him.
You're talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick like he's like anybody. He's nobody.
Really?
If Geno Smith
has Ryan Fitzpatrick beat the Eagles before. Let's see here.
Where did that come from?
Let's see.
You're talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He's an NFL quarterback that has been, around the rosy a little bit.
Okay.
He's gone to a lot of teams.
He's a journeyman.
Okay.
Who is never going to amount to anything.
But I'll tell you what.
Shave that beard, by the way.
The thing is
working.
About the issue with your Eagle fans that you guys don't give any credit where credit's due.
Why should I give credit to Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Why should Eagle fans?
He looks like Bray Wyatt.
Have a say.
What
have you guys done? You guys have beat three preseason games.
The New York Jets. Do you realize that?
The Jets might be top three defensively. Are you kidding?
How's their offense?
Wait. Their offense might move the ball this year with Geno not there. That might be a possibility.
Are you serious right now?
I'm dead serious. The Eagles are going to make a mistake and go into New York and underestimate the Jets and get beat and start this season 0-3. Take that to the bank.
38-14, by the way. Will be the score. Eagles will smoke the Jets. There's absolutely no chance. Once again.
So you've now started the season smoking three teams.
Yes.
The Eagles will be that potent, huh?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So you're going to be more potent than when you were with Terrell Owens.
Well, we were just as potent.
Right. And what? I don't know. I'm speechless.
You're speechless because you guys are bringing the alacrity to you, and you're not used to it. You heard me right. Listen. Oh, and then we have, are you going to say, listen, now listen, folks, I know what he's going to say. Next team we have is the Redskins, and I know what he's going to say.
That's a win. I'll give
you
that.
Aren't you going to make a case? Oh, but Kirk Cousins
Is really good because
his name is neat.
Listen. I never said that, but Kirk Cousins will, let me tell you, it's an NFC East. Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead, tell us.
Respect the NFC East. You know that.
I do.
It's the toughest games consistently.
But not the
toughest
Redskins.
Games.
I'm sorry.
The Redskins will give you guys a run for your money, but you guys will win.
Serious?
You guys will win. You guys will start the season 1-3. First win right there.
1-3. Okay.
Yes.
We will be 4-0 at that point, ladies and gentlemen.
Coming up to the big game, baby.
The big
October
game.
October 19th.
Okay. We're
not
there yet.
Them.
We're not there yet, though.
Oh, you got the Saints.
Then we have the Saints. And you know what? That is the first loss of the season.
Right.
I have us losing to the Saints. The corn.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? When I say the corn.
You're losing to the Saints.
No, the corn.
Okay, what's up with the corn?
Because, you
stuck
know, the Saints
teeth?
Symbol. No, the Saints symbol.
Is that corn?
It looks like corn.
Right.
A little bit.
Typical Eagle fan.
Nobody understands that. The mota leaf. Is that what it's called?
Right. Correct.
Okay. All right. So it looks like corn. And that's about as useless as
I tell you what,
Saints
I type
are.
In Giants, it comes up Giants Championships. I didn't even do anything.
Right,
unbelievable.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
So we're
that is awesome.
Four, count it, baby. Four and one at this point going into that Giants game. And it's at home. It's at the link.
Yeah.
We're going to be 5-1.
And that's a fat no. And this is why.
27-0 last year, folks.
This is why. The Giants we'll be ready.
For what?
This is preseason.
They don't even know what to get ready for.
Don't put stake in the preseason, brother.
They don't even know.
Learn from your past.
They don't even know what they're preparing for.
Learn from your past.
What are you preparing for? Because I've got news for you. We have nothing on Bradford with the Eagles this year.
Wait, what are you going to do?
Oh, look at the preseason tape. Nobody looks at that.
Are you kidding
me? Good luck.
Exactly. You keep contradicting yourself. You keep doing it. Nobody looks at the preseason. But then on the other side, you said that preseason counts and it's everything. You did.
Let's rewind the tape.
You
a little
always
bit.
Say,
I want to hear that.
Look at my
I've
Eagles.
Never said preseason
Bradford 10
everything.
For 10. Oh, yes, you did.
I never said preseason's everything.
Yeah. So what do you mean? What do you mean when you say that the Eagles look amazing? What does that mean?
It means right now is
answer the question, politician.
The first team. I'm trying to answer you, but you keep talking. The first team has looked great against the other teams, mostly first string.
let me tell you something. There's block talk laughing right now. Giants fans, Cowboys fans, and some Eagle fans are laughing at you right now.
Yeah, some Eagles fans. Listen, they're not.
You know what I mean?
Because Eagles fans are too busy laughing at what you said before about Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I tell you what, all I said was you can't underestimate him. That's all I'm saying.
Here's what I'm going to say. You can. Okay.
I've given you evidence why you shouldn't. You still haven't given me. You still haven't.
Let me just say this.
Come on, politician.
It's Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's why. I rest my case.
That's
it's
credible.
The New York Jets.
That's credible.
Now, after the Giants,
talk to me.
We're at the Panthers.
Right.
That's a win.
Why is that a win?
Because the Panthers have nobody to – Cam Newton, I feel really bad for him because he's out there throwing to nobody.
Cam.
Listen, Cam Newton is not throwing to anyone. Cam Newton relies on the same guys. And you know what? Steve Smith left, I felt so bad for Cam Newton. Steve Smith Sr., by the way.
Okay.
Because Jason Avant's not even there this year. He's on the Chiefs. So who is Cam Newton going to throw to this year? Nobody.
Well,
Kelvin Benjamin. Yeah, I'm
you
sorry.
You play to
He's
win
not
the
number
game.
One material, by the
Kelvin
way.
Kelvin Benjamin is actually injured currently. Out for the season. Check the
He's
stats.
Out for the season?
Yes, he is. He tore
I didn't
his
even
ACL.
That's some good Panther knowledge right there.
It's good Panther knowledge, man. And it's tough, but the Panthers
will not
are
be
a great team. Running team.
So
defensively, they're stout. Now, you keep underestimating, typical Eagle fan.
Oh, here we go.
You keep looking down upon the other team's defense. I think that's going to be a hard lesson learned. The Eagles, let me tell you, and I'm a huge Giants fan. The Eagles are going to be a good team. Okay? But you cannot, I'm going to reiterate this a million times.
Right.
You cannot live by the preseason.
And you cannot
You guys look
live,
like world beaters.
You cannot live by history. Okay?
but you are as well.
I'm not.
The season has not even started yet. And you're saying you're not depending on preseason, but you are.
I'm not.
Yes.
I'm looking at what could be potentially the team in the Eagles' history except for the 2004 team.
You sound a hot mess right now.
All right. Sorry, you're too busy on Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Cardinals being any good.
Well, I never said Ryan Fitzpatrick
Cardinals
was good.
Stink.
I mean, the Cardinals stink because you have a secret vendetta against them because they took your place in the playoffs last year. Why? Because you stunk it up in your own stadium against the Cowboys.
Okay.
You remember that?
I stunk it up.
Yeah.
No.
You Eagle fans.
Listen. Here's what happened last
Eagle
year.
Eagle fans, usually do.
Listen.
But with that being said,
go
September
ahead.
13th.
Yeah, September 13th.
Not the
starting.
18th. September 13th.
No, because I'm really fired up right now about the stupid Cardinals. They're not good.
All right. I mean, you're killing me here. Really?
Why do you think the Cardinals are any good? They stink.
I mean, it's a secret vendetta. Is that what it is? Just admit it.
Carson Palmer
is, that what it is?
Is washed up. He's a bum.
Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host has now gone off the air.
No, he's a bum. He's not good. It's the same thing. Ever since he tore his ACL, he's been bad.
Yeah. Just like Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford
week six,
is Sam
week,
I am.
Let me tell you something.
It's going to be Sam I am.
Week six, you guys will say, Stefan, you said it. He is not going to make it past week six. Period. Lock that
so
up.
5-1, by the way. Then we're 6-1 because we have the Panthers, which is a walkthrough.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you have it. Go ahead. You're 6-1.
Yeah, I'm gonna let me just go through the schedule.
Yeah, go through
the
schedule.
You have to say, okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So then after that, we are at the Cowboys, and unfortunately for everyone out there listening, I think that's going to be a loss. I think we're going to be 6-2 at that point.
Right, right.
And then after that, we have the. Oh, look at that, Stefan. Hurry up, look. You see it in the ocean over there?
Oh, what?
A dolphin.
Is that a dolphin?
It's a dolphin.
It's
we're playing
moving.
The dolphin.
We're
that
playing
was really
the dolphin,
stupid,
that was,
by the way.
Yeah, that was
really
that was
dumb.
Awful.
but
it's okay.
But listen, that's the great thing about sports talk. We can get right back
you
on track.
You can use your imagination.
Absolutely.
Okay,
use your imagination.
I get it.
Now, the Dolphins, on the other hand, I think we're going to underestimate them, but it's still going to not matter.
You have now underestimated four teams.
We're going to be 7-2 at this point.
Right, right.
Then we have those big bad Bucks.
Right.
Who are really,
that's
really,
a win.
Really,
that's
thank
a
you.
Win.
All right,
I'll
I was going to say, what are you going to say?
That's a win.
All right, thank you.
All right, you know, Mr.
Then,
Jameson might.
Now, here comes the two losses that are left, where we get to be 12-4.
Okay.
Then we are at the Lions on Thanksgiving Day, and you know what? I think the Eagles are going to be feasting on only turkey.
Is that
stuffing, cranberry juice, gravy, and sweet potato pie, because unfortunately I think the Eagles come away with a loss.
Yeah, the Eagles will lose, and you will have a few injuries that will turn the tide of the season. I'm telling you right now.
I don't agree with that part, but I do believe that, yes.
Well, Sam Bradford won't make it to week six, so we really understand that.
Listen,
okay?
Sam Bradford, unfortunately, is going to be knocked down by a Stafford.
Look at this. You think that guy's making – is he making a cut, number 32?
I don't even.
We're looking at the Eagles game here, Chickie and
Pete's game right now with Schlepsen.
Well, you know, some of these guys might be playing for you this
season.
That's
fine. We'll never see them.
Okay.
So then after that, we are at the Patriots.
At the Patriots.
All right. Now that's another loss.
Right.
So
Why is that a loss? Yeah, remind me.
Because there's no way. And I'm sorry, Eagles fans, because I'm an Eagles fan. But I'm realistic. I'm not going to say, we're going to go
16-0. Giants fans agree with you. So the Giants fans that are listening agree with you.
That's fine.
But
good
keep
for
talking.
Them. I don't need them to agree with me. I don't need them on my side. All I need are the Eagles fans out there on my side. I don't need any
Eagle
Giants
fans
on my
right
side.
Now that are freaking might change their team because of you. But go ahead.
Okay. So that's going to be another loss. All
right.
Right. And plus, it's at the Patriots.
Yep.
No, not good. Okay. Now, then here comes another walkthrough, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Then
we have
the Bills at home.
Oh boy.
Right. Exactly. What's Rex Ryan going to do? Look at some more feet? He stinks. You know what? Him and his little foot fetish he has. Rex Ryan needs to get out of the league.
Let me tell
he's
you
never going to be like his father.
Let
Go
me
ahead.
Tell you why that's going to be so bad for you guys.
Go ahead. Yeah, why?
A
is
man
Sean
by the name of Shady is going to come to town.
No, he's it
actually,
matter.
it's you're at Buffalo, correct?
No.
You're at the Link.
Yes.
Whoa, he is going to have his chest puffed out and ready to go.
Why?
Let me tell you something.
Listen.
McCoy is going to put in some work that evening.
Well, it would be the first time he actually put in some work rather than having. No, you know what? And I'm going to go off a little bit here on LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, I'll let you go for the Eagle rant because I'm going to talk about my championship winning football Giants.
And
go ahead.
I'm so glad when he left the Eagles because all he did was have stuff at the Sands Event Center for a birthday party instead of being at practice. So you know what?
Practice.
I'm fine with LeSean McCoy being off.
Talking about
team.
Practice?
Yeah, I'm so sick and tired of LeSean McCoy. Oh, he's always partying. Yeah, you know what? And he's always running north to south.
Right.
Start running east to west. I am
well,
so
well,
sick.
Well, what are you
going to
be saying when he runs the ball down the Eagles' throat?
When
what are you
going to
be saying? You're talking about running, right?
He's not going to be. He's not going. You know what? LeSean McCoy will not get more than 110 yards. Book it.
Dude, your defense is not top 10. What are you talking about?
And you know what?
Stop McCoy.
We will be.
You're going to
stop
McCoy?
You, yes, we will.
You're going to stop McCoy?
Kiko Alonso? Hey, LeSean, how's that feel?
And Mr. Taylor, the new quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, is going to go nuts on you
guys.
What
does that have to do with it?
He has a hell of an arm,
listen,
number one. And number two,
listen,
he can run the ball as well.
LeSean McCoy not being on this team actually is better for us.
That third option on the Bills is going to destroy you guys.
Okay, good. Good for them.
And their defense
win,
is going to, and their defense is top two.
Right.
That is a loss.
That is a whoa win.
Are you locking that up?
I am. Yes.
Okay.
That
please
I
do.
Will lock up.
Remember, Blog Talk guys, sports talk fans, when you're listening, make sure you tape this, please.
Absolutely.
All right.
Fine. I don't care. Oh, and then look at this game. Now at the 20th of December, we have our little stupid Cardinals. And you know what? That is going to be
a loss.
A win. No, come on.
That's a loss.
Are you serious? Get out.
That's
Get
a
out.
Loss. That's a loss.
How is that going to be a loss?
That's a loss.
That will be an absolute
loss. Why is that a loss? And
yes.
I like to back everything up that I say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because their defense is going to be top 10 this year. Look it up. And Sam, see how he's sitting on the bench there? We're at Chickie and Pete's here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, PPL Center, ladies and gentlemen. We're actually looking at the preseason Eagles game.
I'm looking
at
Sam Miami.
Sam Bradford is actually on the bench right now. He will be, you know, and I never want to wish bad ill on anyone. I never want to
do
that.
You do.
You know what I mean?
You absolutely.
But, yeah, you're right. With the Eagle fans, with the Eagle teams, I do, and some of the fans. But with that being said, Sam Bradford will not make it past week 6, and you won't have to worry about these wins. Period.
Are you done?
Are you done? Are you done? I'm not. Tired of hearing about these Eagles that haven't done anything yet.
I'm now.
But I'll let you talk.
Listen.
Go ahead.
I'm now at 10-4. Then the Redskins, who stink out loud and have nothing going. Kirk Cousins, RG3, doesn't matter who you have back there. It's going to be another win.
Okay.
I have it now 11-4. And then at the New York Giants. That's another win.
I'll tell you.
Because the Giants, I'm giving the Giants no respect. That's fine.
Well,
because I don't think they need
it. It's okay. That's right. We don't need the respect because we have the respect.
I'm sorry.
We have the respect of the nation. You understand?
Right.
We
right.
win championships.
Right.
The Eagle fans are bitter because Philadelphia has one other ring, and it's by the Phillies, a baseball team. That's just awful.
Well, what?
I understand why you guys are pissed off. I get it. I would be mad, too. As a Giants fan, New York, the greatest city on earth. New York City,
whoa,
where everyone can make it.
Listen, calm down.
I understand.
Here. Jay-Z,
I understand.
Calm down.
Why you guys are pissed
calm
off.
Calm down, Jay-Z. All right?
I think the
Frank
Eagle
Sinatra.
Fans need to calm down and realize that they haven't done anything since 1960, and they have nothing really to talk about.
Listen.
I love the love that they have for their team. But
yes.
Keep the ego down. Win something, then talk to me. It's that simple.
Stop relying on history.
Listen, that's what you play for.
You play to win championships. You play for history?
You play to win championships.
Wait.
And you still
question.
Have not answered that.
Answer my question. Do you play for history? Like, does history really mean that much to you that you're going to just...
That makes
you know,
no sense.
Let me ask you this. Do you think you're just going to... It made perfect sense. Listen... I'm gonna ask you a question, okay? Do you think it means anything, okay?
Talk to me.
Say you're playing the Bengals, all right? It's preseason. I could care less.
Right. I just wanted you to answer that. You proved me right again. But go ahead.
Do you think you'll go into the season, look at somebody, and say, oh, well, you know what? We have rings to go with this. So you know what? Just roll over for us because we have rings. We have
not at all, my friend. I'm realistic, brother.
You're not.
So I understand and I know that this is preseason.
Right.
I understand and I know that the Giants didn't look their best this year, preseason.
The Giants look terrible.
Okay. It's okay because come September 13th at 8 p.m. against the Cowboys in Dallas, we are not only going to beat them, we're going to shock everyone that weekend. I'm telling you. The Giants always do it. Eli Manning is clutch. And hurry up with this loser schedule that you have for the Eagles.
No, I already finished it. It's 12-4.
So I could get 12-4, eh?
12-4. I just said that. Now, that's assuming Sam Bradford's healthy.
Right. now he's trying to play both sides.
No.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Listen, learn. How he does
listen,
it.
Listen, if Dirty Sanchez is our quarterback, obviously we're not winning anywhere close to 12 games.
I'll tell you what.
And I got it.
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
So, with Sanchez coming on,
yeah,
which he will, I'm telling you, you're going to see Mark Sanchez.
Maybe one or two games, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's such a blowout. But go ahead.
You're going to see him. Because Sam Bradford will be no more this season. I'm sorry to tell you.
Oh,
all right? The Giants took him out last year. And if the Cowboys... Detroit or the Saints don't do it, or the Redskins will do it. Okay, we'll take them out again. Now, with that being said, let's go over to a team that has amazing history, that has a Super Bowl, two-time Super Bowl winning MVP quarterback, a coach who is the epitome of class and consistency.
And
the
reddest face in the
NFL. Listen, we'll take that red face all day, but I'll tell you what. The man knows how to coach. Okay, we added some new coaches too. Mr. Spagnuolo, you know what I mean? Ex defensive Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator. And we're ready, man. Yes, we didn't look the best in the preseason. We didn't. But listen to what the preseason is there for.
What are you going to say
week one? The preseason is there for, it's like sound check here today. This is like a test radio show here today, right? Ready, the big show is September 13th, correct?
Oh, I'm aware.
All right, September
10 13th. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., by the way.
10 a.m. Yeah, to 1 p.m.
I'm aware, go ahead.
That's the big kahuna, September 13th. Be here live, ladies and gentlemen. Or go on to onesportstalk.com, Block Talk Radio. You'll be able to hear us all across the country, ladies and gentlemen. But
don't give some love to iTunes, by the way.
iTunes as well. That
and
is
Facebook
correct.
And Twitter and all that.
Preach.
I'm preaching the choir.
And tune in radio. Go to your app. You can go to tune in radio as well. Now, with that being said, the New York Football Giants, all we do is go through adversity and win. You know what I mean? Let's break it down for you. Let's break it down. In 1991, the 49ers, no one picked the Niners. Let's do it. The 49ers were supposed to be the best team in the NFL. What do we do in 1991? We went in that NFC Championship game, and we shocked the world. Okay? We beat the good old Niners. Okay?
You know why I'm so bored with this conversation right now?
Let me live it up. I'm going to bring it to today. And the Eagle fans have nothing to say. And this is why. Because all they do is talk because they have nothing to go off of. Now, with that being – but the preseason, oh, my God, he went 10-10. He looks amazing. Give me a break. Let the real talking begin.
Stephen,
my co-host,
hold on.
Go ahead.
Listen, stop acting like it's 1992.
I'm breaking it down for
you. Because
you
keep talking about
breaking it down.
Nothing.
I'm breaking
You're
it down.
You're talking about 1991.
So then right after that, we go into – I'm just trying to tell you, Eagle fans have nothing.
Laughing at you because you're bringing up 1991.
No, he's loving the commentary. That's what it is.
That's great.
Now, with that being said, let me finish here. Thank you. You had your time with your stinking Eagles. They stink.
I know. Why don't you talk about 1980-something?
They stink.
Why don't you bring that up?
Let's talk about what happened in 1980-something. In 1993, 1994, the vet got sued. Let's bring it up. The vet got sued because the turf was the worst ever. They got sued by a player. I think he played for the Bears. I think he played for the Bears. And he wasn't doing anything wrong but running a hook and out, right? We want to talk about the Eagles. I'm going to bring up the Eagles, okay? At which point he decided to make a move and he blew his knee out. The vet had the worst turf ever.
I got it, the vet. I know.
Okay.
You hate the vet. I got it.
At which point, let me just break it down for you. He decided to sue Philadelphia, which he should, and he won. He won. All right? And he decided to fix the turf. All right? On to other things, right? 1991, we win the Super Bowl. Then we move up, right? We're in the NFC Championship game, 2000. We get destroyed by the Ravens. That Ravens defense was unbelievable. Ray Lewis.
Well, at least we're getting closer. We're in 2000
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 2000. I'm just trying to tell you something. The Eagles don't have a history. You know what I mean? They got players, you know, Jarwowski and Herman and, you know.
It's
the miracle at the Meadowlands. Give me a break. Take that all day. I'll give you that.
How did that feel,
I'll give
you
that. It felt great because the year after we won the Super Bowl.
Here's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Talk to DeSean Jackson. There you go.
I'll tell you
great
what.
Idea.
DeSean Jackson might tear you guys up this year for 2 touchdowns. Okay.
That's it? Two out of the two games? All right, whatever.
Yeah, I'll give
him
two.
Touchdown a game. I'm not worried about that.
At which point, we move on to 2007. Again,
can
adversity.
Can we move on to this year?
We'll get there. Adversity. I'm just trying to prove a point.
I'm tired of talking
because
about
years the truth.
that haven't even been around Eagles fans
that doesn't want to hear about winning. Because you guys don't know anything about winning.
We know plenty
about
winning.
We don't know anything
about
winning.
We've had your number the last 3 years.
You don't know any. How? Last year you did.
We swept you.
We split.
We
split the 2 years as prior. Yeah, you did.
Right.
And the second
Thank
game
you.
Was close. Really close.
We swept
but you know
you.
What? We lost. So you're right. We lost. But I'm just going to break it down. 2007, adversity.
Oh,
we weren't expected to win anything. Again, like this year. We stunk it up in the preseason.
And then what happened?
We were decimated by injuries. Oh, and then what happened? The Giants won a Super Bowl. And then we're moving on up to 2011, ladies and gentlemen.
Same thing happened.
We shocked the world again against the cheating Patriots.
Yeah, we're shocking
okay?
the world.
Right. And then now we move on up to this year. Right? We're starting a show. It's an unbelievable start to the season. Unbelievable. ladies and gentlemen. Sports Talk Radio.
Oh, thank God we actually moved on from 2007,
we're
by
here.
The way.
We're here. It's present day. The New York Giants didn't look well during the preseason. You're right.
They look horrible.
We've been
actually
decimated by injuries. Actually, as far as injuries, they've been injured. They've had the most injuries in the past 2 years.
You know what I hear?
Talk
Big
to me.
Giant
excuse. Well, there's no excuse, because what we're going to do,
stop talking
we're
about
actually
injuries.
Going to. But that's
doing,
part of the
I'm
game.
I'm asking you a question.
That's part of the game, and that's
I got
fact.
It. I got
that's
it.
A fact.
All right, so when Sam Bradford goes down, here's what's going to happen.
That's a fact.
Hold on, listen. If he would go down, and I would say, oh, well, dude, we didn't have our starting quarterback. You know what you would say? Oh, it's just an excuse. He's your
No.
Eagle
I'm
going to
say.
So you know what I say? Shut up.
You know what I'm going to say? You know what I'm going to say to
what?
That? That was rude. But anyway, you know what I'm going to say to that? It's not the truth.
It is the
truth.
And
you know why?
Why?
Because Sam Bradford is going down. He's not making it to week six. It's just a
okay,
fact.
Okay, I hope Eli Manning
okay.
goes down. How about that?
Let me talk about that.
Go ahead.
That man has been an Iron Man.
Oh,
has
God.
Been an Iron Do you
okay.
remember?
Robert Downey Jr.
Let
is
me,
an Iron
Let me
man,
tell you
right?
something. Eli Manning has not, knock on wood, he hasn't missed a game.
I'm not knocking on any wood because I hope he does.
Hasn't missed, and all he does is
what
tear people up.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? Tear people up, brother. You give that man time, he's going to tear you up. And this year, let's go down. Let's start it up, all right?
I'll tell you what I think. Go ahead.
9:13 is kickoff to Sports Talk, right?
Right.
That evening, it's going to be a beautiful evening. It's going to be a beautiful evening in the Wilshire Adams house here in Lehigh Valley. You know why?
I hear crickets.
Because you're going to be celebrating a Giants win, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go bonkers in that home.
And you know what? You know what it's going
you
to
know
be?
What I mean?
You know what it's going to be in the Yella Kyriakopoulos household?
Right. Talk to me.
It's going to be happy because you guys will be 0-1.
Right. So then we're going into Monday night. Right?
Oh, I'll be very
so
happy.
So we're going into Monday night.
Yeah.
So Monday night, you guys face the Falcons. And you go down to Atlanta.
The big bad Falcons, yeah.
And you go down to Atlanta. Right? Atlanta. You go down there.
You said that three
right?
times. I got it.
I just wanted to show my southern side. So when you guys go down to Atlanta,
right,
it's going to be a loss, period. And I've already explained to you why. So that Monday night, you're going to be cutting your nails because the Giants would have won. And you're going to be kind of upset because
wait.
you're wishing for a win.
Why would I be cutting my nails?
You're going to be biting your nails.
What does that mean?
Oh,
I'm
going to
be biting my nails?
From nervousness.
Okay.
Because the Giants would have won on the 13th.
Apparently, when I get nervous,
so then,
I take a nails to a twit. What is it called?
So,
a tweezer or a tweaker?
Yeah, let's call it a clipper.
Okay, clipper.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Man.
So then, 9:20, we face the Falcons.
Right.
Something that you guys couldn't do.
All right,
well,
you'll beat them.
No. We're actually gonna lose to the Falcons.
What?
As well. Yeah, I'm gonna give you that loss.
Wow.
We're gonna beat because it's the NFC East. We know how to play the NFC East.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So the Cowboys win would be nothing. It's gonna be a loss.
Okay.
The Falcons.
Yeah.
Will beat us.
Thank you very much.
Week three, a win, Redskins.
Yeah. That's
this
a win
is the Giants
guys.
Schedule, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
Blog Talk Radio.
Thing. They have nothing.
All right.
For them.
10-4 is going to be a battle. We're at the Bills. It's going to be a battle, but we will win. The Giants
oh,
will
yeah,
win.
Oh, yeah, that's a battle, all right.
Okay? The Giants will win.
We're battle of the Bulls. That's the only thing going on
we're,
there.
We're 3-1 at this point. 3-1.
Are...
The Niners come. The Niners come into town.
See, we don't play them.
Right?
Yeah, that's a loss for you guys.
At which, yeah, right. All
it's
the
a loss.
All the 49ers players are in jail currently.
Well.
Okay?
That remains to be seen if they're out by that time.
So,
but I mean,
they're a bunch
but I mean,
of convicts,
Colin Kaepernick is going to be kissing his non-existent bicep
right.
because I believe that's going to be
right.
a loss for you guys. You're going to be 3-2.
That's a win.
That's a win.
So we're looking at currently 4-1, right?
Wow.
And then the big game comes. Oh
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
10-19. Eagles Giants, baby. You know
27-0.
We're at the stink.
Does 27-0
you know
ring
mean?
A bell
the
for you?
The Giants, and let me just break it down for you that evening.
Oh, go ahead.
Let me just break it down. We could lock this up as well.
Right.
The Giants are going to pass all over the Eagles. The Eagles secondary will be running circles and missing everything. Everything. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what I just thought of?
So wait. What did you just think of?
I just thought of
The Eagles running in circles?
No.
Oh, what?
I just thought of, remember the circle from girls, help me out over here with that movie. What was that movie called?
We have two beautiful ladies to the left of us. They're helping us.
The movie that the girl circled, the circles on the piece of paper,
what,
and
the
alien
the
came out of the screen. What was it called? The Ring.
Oh,
the
ring.
That's what it was
called.
So the
Eagles were playing The Ring that night because Odell Beckham. You were trying to think of The Ring.
That's some good ring knowledge.
That
right
was some
there,
good
by
ring
the way.
Knowledge. That was some. We should do some trivia sometimes.
We should
as well.
Do trivia. Well, no. Trivia.
No,
come on.
Sports trivia? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
But anyway, the Eagles that night
that
are going to be lost, and this is why.
Yes.
Odell Beckham. Let me tell you something. That man will be a Hall of Famer someday.
Okay, calm down. No.
He will be.
He's been in the league one year.
He will be. Let me tell you something. And he's done.
Stop it.
He's done what only Randy Moss and Jerry Rice has done.
Oh, God.
Yes, that is the truth.
Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the truth.
What's going to happen to, what's his name?
Victor Cruz.
Yeah.
And Victor Cruz will be saucering. At least two.
He's so stupid for doing that. Why are you salsing? You look foolish.
Well, he's going to salsa all day.
He's not.
And the Eagles will lose. I'm telling you right now. The Eagles will lose 31-24 that night. I promise you. La, 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 la. Lock it up.
Lock that one up. Don't lock that up.
Okay.
Right.
Block Talk Radio,
lock
that up.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, talk to me.
Was what you just did, by
right,
the way. Right,
right.
How about Jingle All the Way, the movie?
Yeah. What,
with Arnold Schwarzenegger and what's the other guy's
name?
That was the guy who died from Saturday Night Live. What was his name?
Yeah, not Joe Pesci.
Not Joe Pesci.
What was he? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. But how about Sinbad was in that movie?
Sinbad was?
Yeah,
I remember
was in
seeing
that movie.
That.
That's some good Sinbad knowledge right there.
Yeah,
Mike,
that's some good
way.
Sinbad knowledge. But I'll tell you what. We go down 1025. We go down. Actually, the Cowboys come to the.
I like how he just totally.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
ignored
just,
by Jingle All the Way.
It's a typical Eagle, like trying to mess us up kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Anyway, 1025.
Yeah.
The Cowboys come to MetLife Stadium.
Okay.
It's going to be a dogfight.
It will be a dogfight.
But we will lose that game. We will lose that game because we're going to be coming off that high of destroying the Eagles because they stink. And Bradford will be knocked out that game. So, you know what I mean? The Cowboys will beat us on that day.
Thank you.
And then the
Cowboys will sweep you this year, actually.
Listen, we're going 11-5, ladies and gentlemen. And the Giants will make the playoffs.
Wait, you got to finish the rest of the
schedule. I will. I'm not done yet.
Oh. There's a new point
in there. So that puts us at three losses right there. Then we go down to the Saints.
The corn.
Actually, when we go down there,
is this going to be horse corn, or is it going to be feeding human corn?
I don't know. What do you think?
That's a stupid point.
What do you think?
I think
I honestly think that the Saints.
The
will,
Aints. Remember when they were used to be called
Saints
the Aints?
The Saints will lose.
And they had bags on their
heads?
Let me
tell you something. They're different, man.
They're not different.
They've been rejuvenated.
No.
The Saints will beat us.
Yeah, all right. Hurricane Katrina, I got it. But you know what? It's 10 years after.
That puts us at three losses.
So that, wow, you really are holding
right.
The Saints high
right.
On a pedestal.
So, as am I.
I have them, you know,
yeah,
obviously
you,
that
yeah,
we have them both
yeah.
sweeping our, or beating our team.
Oh, yeah, so we go, here it is, November 8th. We go to the Bucks.
Ooh.
We're at the Bucks.
You know what?
Jameis.
Trap game for you guys.
You know what? You're right. That could be a trap game. You're right. You're totally right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's going to be a win. That's a win.
Okay. You know what? Jameis Winston, how's those crab legs that you stole? You know what?
I'll tell you what.
He's going to be throwing crab legs at Eli Manning's face.
I'll tell you
because
what.
Because I think the crab legs end up pinching Eli Manning in the face.
Eli plays offense,
listen,
ladies and gentlemen.
Eli Manning's going to be pinched in the face by the crab legs.
Is that right?
And the crab legs, you know what the crab legs are going to say?
What are they going to say?
How's it feel, Eli Manning, to be on the ground? Because this Bucs defense
right.
just whooped all over the New York football
Giants. Is that right?
The New York football Giants, by the way.
You got to say the. That's correct.
Right.
So then we go to the Patriots, and I'll tell you what we do.
Yeah, that's a lot.
We got the Patriots number, even with Brady. So bring on Brady, 24-7. Bring on Brady. September 13th.
Whoa, 24-7?
Take one of these, brother. We're actually going to be heading out the sports talk radio stuff.
Hold on a second.
Marketing.
24-7?
No. I didn't say
24-7. I thought you meant that in a different way.
I said 24-7, meaning like 24-7.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right?
I was going to say, you're not beating them 24-7. You're not beating them, period.
We will beat the Patriots because we have their number with Brady. So when Brady doesn't play, believe it or not, the Giants lose. You know what
That's
I mean?
True, actually.
So we rather Tom Brady play.
How about this? Go ahead.
Who's then we have the Redskins.
Okay, that's a win.
That's a win.
Yeah, right.
Okay. You know what I mean? And our fourth and fifth loss, I'll tell you what.
You have them losing in a row.
No. Our fourth and fifth loss, it's going to come the last game of the season.
Right.
Against the Eagles.
Ooh.
Because I'm realistic. But we'll have the division locked up by then.
No, you won't.
We'll have the division locked
no,
up by
you
then.
Won't.
We will beat the Jets.
Sam, I am.
We will lose, believe it or not, we will lose to the Dolphins. We're in Miami. Their defense is stout, brother.
I know. And you know what? We actually have
stout.
The Dolphins at the link.
That's
so,
going to be tough, man. Don't sleep with them. Their defense
it's
is going to
be
top notch.
No.
I'm trying to tell you, brother.
It's going to be top notch. Listen, Ryan Tannehill, his name might as well be Tom Hanks.
Is that right?
Why because
that?
He's not going to do anything.
But,
right? Tom Hanks, what was that movie Tom Hanks was in, by the way? The movie with the AIDS.
He was in many.
With the AIDS. It was in,
what?
Help me out here. What's that movie?
Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
okay. Typical.
Oh.
You just know how to insert something now. And I love
it. There's no cowardly lions here. But I guarantee you, Eli Manning's going to look like one.
Right.
All right.
Right. So let's backtrack here because it's coming down to the... end of the show. You know what I mean?
That was some good Kanye West right
that
there.
That was some good Kanye West.
All right, now go
and again,
ahead.
this is we'd like to thank our sponsors as well.
Yeah, by the way, Deku.
Deku.
Awesome place. I mean, my car got hit.
Yeah, talk about
it. You know? And the first place I thought of, let me call Deku over there. Let me call my friends over there at Deku Auto Body in Catasauqua, by the way.
That's
do a phenomenal job, but I actually want to see the kind of work they're doing because, you know, sometimes you go out there and you're not sure, okay, are they really working on it or are they just trying to get a paycheck?
Right.
Well, Deku, they really are working on it because I can see them. I can watch them work on it.
Right on the laptop.
Right on the laptop.
That's
I can
impressive.
Go on my phone. I can do anything.
That's impressive.
So I can actually see and get the peace of mind that Deku Auto Body is working on my car, baby.
That's awesome. Deku. Check them out, guys. Definitely.
How about that face thing that you got, the Lehigh Valley faces?
Yeah, let me tell you something. Lehigh Valley faces,
absolutely.
The premier marketing firm. Let me say it again. Lehigh Valley
the
faces.
The only
and premier marketing firm in the Lehigh Valley. All your needs, business-to-business marketing, websites, graphic design, you name it, we do it. We're here at Chicky and Pete's, ladies and gentlemen. September 13th is the start of a new revolution,
ladies
and
gentlemen. I
want
to thank all the people here at Chicky and Pete's for helping us out. You know, I know Fiona is out there somewhere listening.
Yes.
We also want to thank Miss Robin, who you know, was a part of the Tony Bruno
Amazing.
Show.
Amy.
Still is, by the way.
He said
but
was.
I mean, what?
Miss Robin is still there, buddy.
Miss Robin also helped us out. Luigi's going to be over here.
Yes.
I just want to thank everyone.
Amy.
From the start to the bottom.
Yeah, hands down.
You know, it's great. I mean, you know.
Miss Fiona is the best.
Yes.
You know?
By the way, she's a Celtic warrior. Did you know that?
I didn't.
She has a Celtic band.
That is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is
absolutely.
Awesome.
But enough of the Celtic fans.
We're here at
Let's
Chicky
talk.
And Pete's, Allentown, Let's, Pennsylvania, PPL Center.
Absolutely. But let's talk real quickly.
Yeah, talk to me.
About who wins, or better yet, who goes to the Super Bowl this year, and who ends up winning it?
Well, I'll
give you a minute by yourself, and then you give me a minute by myself, and I want to hear exactly what you have to say, starting right now.
I'm gonna back off of it and hold that for September 13th, and the reason why My Giants, I can't think ahead because my Giants have so much work to do. They have so much work to do. You know what I mean? And we are a nitty gritty team that's tough, that never gives up. You know what I mean? Just like the New York City. Just like New York City, the city that they're from. You know what I mean? So when we talk about the Super Bowls, I can't talk about it yet. I will actually reveal that on Sunday, September 13th. I must.
All right.
I'll reveal
Now, I am going to reveal mine. All right?
Talk to me.
Starting right now. I think.
Talk to me.
In this great NFL season.
Be realistic. Be realistic.
Give
please.
Me a minute.
Go ahead.
All right. In this great NFL, the National Football League, okay, you have all 32 teams, all right? You have the AFC teams and you have the NFC teams. AFC teams in the past have been the Patriots, the Colts, the Steelers, you know. The NFC teams, you have the NFC juggernauts of the Packers, sometimes the Saints. Other times you have, the Bears are always in there sometimes.
You said of the past. So okay. Mention the Giants and the Steelers.
All right.
Just mention them.
Right,
once.
Okay. Yes, sometimes the Giants, other times the Steelers are in there.
Thank you.
But I honestly believe this year
right.
Be realistic. It's going to be none other this year representing the NFC
right.
And the AFC will be, oh, look at that. We're out of time for that minute. I guess I'm just going to have to reveal it on September 13th.
September 13th.
How about that? But
man.
I do have a pick, and it is in.
That was so cool. Did you write that?
I didn't write that.
Oh, man.
I didn't write that. That was some good.
That was original.
Stall knowledge right there. That,
you had everybody
on your
heels.
My girlfriend knows about that, by the way. I stall a lot. So sometimes,
I don't know where to go with that, but.
Listen. Whoa. Whoa. No, everything's
again,
good there.
Again, he inserted foot and mouth.
Right.
But it's okay.
As I usually do.
It's okay.
But listen, September 13th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., I will reveal who I think will be in the Super Bowl. And I guess what? I got news for you. Here's a spoiler, ladies and gentlemen.
Give me the spoiler.
It's not going to be the Jaguars, the Browns,
Cincinnati
the AFC.
Bengals.
No, it may be the Bengals. You never know. But here's what I do know. In the NFC, it will not be the Rams. And get ready for it.
Arizona Cardinals.
How'd you know?
Bro, I am
How did
psychic.
You know?
All right, bro,
those
let me tell you
four teams I just named will absolutely, positively not be in the Super Bowl or else somebody can come up here and punch me in the face.
Well, I can do it right here. They don't have to come up.
Right. You don't want that to be the last thing you ever do, though.
That would
be a mistake.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, September 13th.
That's going to be the day.
10 a.m.
Where
to 1 p.m. Be
I
here
think
live. Chickie and Pete's.
The alacrity is brought in.
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
The crab fries are brought in.
Oh, the crab fries, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, the crab fries are absolutely out of this world. You got to have
amazing.
Some you know what else is really good? The pizza. You get that
you
pizza
what?
With the pepperoni is on the bottom of the
I
pizza.
I took your slice that one time, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Everything's good here
at
Chickie and Pete's.
The ranch with the pizza. You got to dip your pizza in ranch, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a ranch guy.
I
love ranch.
Now, my stomach doesn't like ranch.
Right.
But I like ranch.
What's your favorite beer?
My favorite beer? Well, I would have to look at what we're what
here
they have
and Pete's.
Here. We are at Chickie and Pete's. You know what? I'm going to go off the record. I'm a summer shandy guy.
Summer shandy guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to get a Yingling.
Shandy.
I'm going to get a Yingling here at Chickie and Pete's and
okay.
Enjoy that. Watch that go down smoothly.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
But
September 13th, ladies
September
and gentlemen.
September 13th is going to be the day where I bring the alacrity. You may bring the alacrity. I don't know.
Hey, listen, I bring it every show.
Okay.
And let me tell you
okay.
something. You well, better be ready.
Listen.
Philadelphia versus New York City, the greatest city on earth.
It's
and
not.
And we will be coming to you live
every Sunday. You know what the greatest city on earth is?
New York City.
No. Are you kidding? Are you serious?
I just said it. New York City.
The greatest city on the earth is Des Moines.
Right. You're so right.
What?
Right. New York
That's
City.
That's in Iowa, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where?
In Iowa.
Who?
Iowa?
Okay.
Oh, I get it. You think I was... Okay.
No.
Oh.
But yeah.
Listen. Des Moines, Iowa is known for many things.
Right. Potatoes?
You know? No. Are you kidding me?
The Hawkeyes.
Keep going. You'll get it right eventually.
Hello, Penn State fans in the house. All
listen,
right.
Listen, Des Moines, Iowa has this great international airport.
We're still waiting for it. Imaginary airport. Okay.
Listen, what's known in the Iowa State Fair?
Okay.
The Blank Park Zoo? How about the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden?
And what is the botanical?
I don't know. How
right.
about the Des Moines Art Center?
That's pretty cool.
How about that? How about Principal Park?
Principal Park.
Or how about the Iowa State Capitol building?
Right. Des Moines. Des Moines.
Iowa Event Center also in Des Moines.
They're trailblazing.
How about Living History Farms? All of this stuff is in Des Moines, Iowa.
Right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, September 13th here at Chickie and Pete's, it will be live. Tonight was a test show, and we appreciate your time.
Absolutely, absolutely. We still got some time, by the way.
Do we?
Absolutely. You know what I'm going to do in this time?
Talk to me.
I'm going to introduce myself, and then you're going to introduce yourself. Usually, normal co-host.
We did it backwards.
We do that at the beginning of the show, but we're going to do that at the end of the show, okay? Obviously, we're going to do one more introduction next Sunday, the 13th, by the way.
I can't
which
wait.
Which is from 10 a.m. to 1, by the way.
Can't wait.
We're opening early just for us.
That's
that
amazing.
Means something.
That does mean.
That mean you know
thank
what?
You,
it almost
Mike
means,
Monaco.
It almost means. Exactly right, man. It almost is as good as that glass of wine that you pour right when you get to Martha's Vineyard.
Right. It's how smooth is it?
Right. Exactly.
It's pretty smooth.
It goes. It's as smooth
it goes
as
down.
Spinach and artichoke dip.
Right. Whatever that meant. But yeah.
Now,
but yeah.
Let me introduce myself, okay?
Talk to me.
My name's Mike Yellick, all right? Originally from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Grew up an Eagles fan. And I just love football. Used to play football. Got injured. And you know what? Football is, in my eyes, the best sport in the world. That's just my opinion. Okay?
I agree with that. That's probably the only thing we're going to agree with.
So, I'm very passionate about it. I've had a lot of, you know, great friends in the industry. I've had a lot of good friends in the industry also move on and pass away. One of those being Daryl Dawkins. All right? I was a personal friend of Daryl. Saturday, August 27, 2005 was the date that I had my first official sports show in my backyard. Okay? It meant nothing. It meant nothing, except it meant something to him because he saw potential in me. And nobody else, not even myself, did. All right? So when I saw him at Weiss's Farmers Market on Cedar Crest Boulevard in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Okay?
That was meant to happen, though, by the way. That was awesome.
And I saw him and I told him, I said, Daryl, I'm doing a little show I have. I would just love for you to be on the show. You know, we can talk about whatever. And he's like, all right, my man. How about this? I'll give you my number. So I was like, all right. And I got his number.
What the hell was that?
What?
All right, my man. He sounds like, you know what you sound like?
What?
You remember
Mumford and Sons?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, listen. Jeez. I knew that's what you were going to say. Listen. Then he was on the show, and then you know what happened? He talked to me for like an hour afterwards.
Right.
And said, you know, this really could be you. I see potential in you. You have talent. You need to start thinking about this as a serious career.
Right.
And from that point forward, you know, I really thought about it. It took me 5 years to actually, you know, have another show.
Right.
But in 2010, then I launched Sports Talk on YouTube, and it was a good show for 4 years. And then I brought it here, linked up with you, and this is where we are. So you know what? Who do I owe that the most to, besides my parents and stuff? I owe that to Daryl Dawkins. You're going to be missed. You're a legend in the business. I love you, Daryl. And Godspeed to the family. I love you, Daryl. Take care.
Well, with that being said, definitely, Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder, a legend in many aspects. And he came to Lehigh Valley here, I think originally from Florida. And came here and made a name for himself. Now, with that being said, my name is Stephen Wilshire, and it's a blessing to be here on Blog Talk Radio. But football has meant a lot to me, coming from an island. I'm originally an island boy. The
Are
island.
You serious? I never knew that.
Well, now you know. The island of Trinidad and Tobago.
Wow.
By way of Brooklyn, New York, ladies and gentlemen. And in Brooklyn, the city that I love,
yes,
one
we,
of the cities
got
that
it,
I love.
The city that you love. Go ahead.
You know what I mean? New York City, Brooklyn, kind of built me up, and that's where I was able to fall in love with not only football, but the New York Giants. Got to thank my dad for that. You know what I mean? And at that point, I became insanely in love, not only with the NFL and football as a whole, but with the New York Football Giants. And talk about radio show. Did a little bit of radio with Gary in the Morning in the Poconos. Did a little bit of DJing with him. Fell in love with the whole radio thing. And from there, kind of transitioned into, luckily enough, working for the New York Football Giants. Did a little bit of video communications. And don't hate, just congratulate. At which point...
Don't hate, appreciate.
Got a whole new respect for the game. I tell you what, I saw behind the scenes what it took. Production, editing, video communications, what the players went through. So it was a whole new way of thinking, working for the New York Giants, and it was a dream come true. I had to take my love for the Giants and actually take it professionally and put that to the side. But with that being said, I was lucky enough to stumble upon another gem, sports gem here, Mr. Mike Yelich, and he just happened to have a show, and we transformed it into something fresh and new, Rebirth Sports Talk. Sports Talk, Philadelphia versus New York. That is the difference here, ladies and gentlemen. This is my co-host, Mike Yelich. September 13th, we are going to allow you guys to join the revolution.
I love it.
Period.
Listen, people say that I come off sometimes as a
douche. Yeah, I say that all the time.
But listen, all I want is for the Philadelphia Eagles fans to show them some love for me. Know that I'm supporting us good. I'm supporting us very, very well. And every single time that you hear these Giants fans out there saying stuff, just know the only reason they're still saying stuff is because they actually have history to go off of.
And I'm glad you said that.
No, because
I'm glad
truth.
You said. And you know what? I respect, seriously, in all seriousness,
right.
I really respect you saying that, because my Giants, my Yankees, my Rangers, and my Knicks. I'm a New Yorker through and through, and I love the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah.
I love the Lehigh Valley. I love living here. But there is no city like New York City. Philadelphia, you got Rocky. You got the Steps, right?
You have Boathouse Row.
You got cheesesteaks.
We have Boathouse Row.
Which I do love, Geno's. You know, I'm a Geno's guy.
Hello, do we hear Boathouse Row?
You like Geno's or Pat's? Pick one.
I'm a Pat's guy.
Yeah, you like Pat's? Why, because of the cheese?
No, because Geno's is just for tourists. So if you like Geno's, that means you're a tourist and you know nothing about the city.
Well, you know, Philadelphia, I'm a tourist when I go there. I can't
right.
lie. You're right.
It's like me asking you, what about New York pizza?
And
I'll
tell
you what,
that's the
best
pizza on earth.
You know what, pizza? I will say this. Every time we go to New York City, you know where we go?
Where do you guys go?
We go to Swabble's or whatever it's called.
Swabble's?
Swabble?
Right.
What's that place called there?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
What is it called? What? Sparrow. We go to Sparrow's in New York City. They have a big place there.
No. You know what?
We can go underground. We can go down steps. We could take our food there.
Right.
And you know what? It's right near everything.
Right.
Near that Olive Garden there.
The place to eat pizza is here at Cheeky and Pete's in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, absolutely. But if you can't make it here.
And you got to go to New York.
Right.
I got you. There's a place right next to the Garden. Madison Square Garden. One of the greatest places ever.
Nobody's going.
You know what I mean? That I used to actually love visiting when my mom worked, you know, near there.
Right.
And
right.
My dad used to take us to a spot. I forget the name. I'll find out. But it's literally right next to the Garden in the corner. Amazing pizza.
What's the
Amazing.
Best place that you've ever gone?
Where food was?
Yeah.
The best place? That's tough, man. I mean, there's a lot of... My favorite food is Caribbean food, you know.
Ooh.
But
wow.
Yeah, that's my favorite. And then I love my Italian food.
All right, I'm going to say some of the best Italian food right now.
Chicken pizza.
Well, I don't know if they have too much Italian food here.
Yeah, they got pizza. Hey, pizza.
That's a horrible Italian accent.
Pizza.
Put your hand down. We're not all talking about money and stuff.
Pizza.
All right? But listen, the great Chicky and Pete's, I agree. They have the best pizza. However, if you're looking for Italian dishes...
Talk to me.
You want to Mama Nina's has the best.
Yeah, they do. I agree.
Would you not agree with that?
Yeah, that's a good.
I mean, they have, you know, that, and that's some
give
great.
Give me some depth. Yeah,
absolutely. That's some great Italian dish superfood knowledge right there.
I agree.
I'm breaking it down for everyone.
Break it
out
down.
There. But right now, let me just ask you one more question before we go off the air here.
Yeah,
okay?
Talk to me.
Now that this preseason is winding down, thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seriously.
No more injuries. No more fingers getting blown off. No more.
We didn't even
by
talk
the way,
about JPP,
JPP,
by the way.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me? JPP, he may be back for the third game.
No, he won't.
I'm telling you.
No, he won't.
He won't, but he will.
Why do the Giants players have problems with shooting themselves?
Well,
are they that disappointed and that
we have nothing to be disappointed about?
They do, because they just shoot themselves when they're on the Giants team. They want to like commit suicide or something every time. You got Plaxico Burress, you got JPP.
Well,
I'm sure there's others they tried to cover up. So yeah, I mean,
I tell you what,
like
and I'll tell you what it is. We like to have fun and celebrate our wins. I mean, we are a Super Bowl winning team. We're a team with a lot of consistency in history. I really, truly believe that the New York Football Giants are a team of destiny. Every few years, we win a championship.
Mouth, by the way.
Every few years, we win a championship. And I truly believe this year is the year.
Well, you know what? 2007 to 2011, that's 4 years. 2011 to 2015, that's 4 years. So this year, the Giants should be winning the Super Bowl.
By the way, we forgot one more sponsor. We forgot one more sponsor.
Go ahead.
Super Freak Graphic Design.
Oh, yes, by the way.
Super Freak Graphic Design. Mr. Tony Duncan.
Super
let me tell you something. One of the best graphic design artists, maybe the best in the Lehigh Valley, here with Lehigh Valley Faces. Lehigh Valley Faces. Go to www.lehighvalleyfaces.com. Lehigh Valley Faces, LLC, premier marketing firm. Chickie and Pete's. Here with Chickie and Pete's.
And in
Allentown, Pennsylvania, PPL Center.
I'm waiting for you over here. And
yeah,
I'm looking at you. And you're looking at me. And I'm like,
I'm looking at you. You're looking at me.
Okay. It was a very weird moment we just had.
Yeah, that was weird. We were looking at each other.
Let me ask you something.
Talk to me.
Okay. Who would you think, and this is the point I was trying to make before we stumbled onto this. Taking out preseason.
Okay.
Having not seen a game in preseason, just pretend you didn't watch anything in preseason. You know nothing, all right? You think all the teams are 4-0, all right? Even though it's impossible.
Yep.
Who would you say would have been the team to beat in the NFC? Take out the Giants, I'm serious.
No. I'm realistic, unlike Eagle fans.
Great.
The team to beat in the NFC after last year, I would have to say the Seahawks. They were the second runner-up.
See, I just disagree.
You know, and this is why. And they haven't lost. Offensively, they're still there. You know what I mean? They got the beast. They got beast mode.
So what?
You know what I mean?
They
have Wilson, who's a magician on the field. Okay.
We have a magician on the field, too, John Dorenbos. What do you know about him?
I don't know.
The best long snapper in the game, by the way.
Right.
I'm just making a point. I'm just telling you.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
September 13th is going
That's
to be
fine.
A revolution.
You can paint it up any way you want, but you know the Eagles will win week one.
September 13th.
And the Giants will have a big, fat L.
Well, we'll understand that come Sunday night and Monday night, when the Eagles will be losers, as usual. The Eagles stink, and the Giants will win. Listen to this. Lock it up. September 13th, go to www.onesportstalk.com, ladies and gentlemen. Spread the word. Twitter.
How about this? How about twitter.com/1? And then sports talk after
sports
that.
Talk.
You
go
want to make
Facebook.
Sure that you get that. Facebook, yeah, of course.
Hashtag.
Facebook.com/1 and then
sports talk.
And then, you know, like I said, onesportstalk.com. Make sure you go to that. Check
it's
out everything
going season.
On.
It's going to be a beautiful season. Come here to Chickie and Pete's. It's going to be packed.
All right. Well, Stefan, it seems like I'm going to see you September 13th. We'll be here from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure you check us out
That's it.
Live at Chickie and Pete's in Allentown, Pennsylvania, at the PPL Center.